Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
Treasure Hunters, Peril at the Top of the World, written by James Patterson and Chris Grabenstein, read by Brian Kennedy. The Fabergé Museum's top attraction? 9 priceless Easter eggs.
Only 50 imperial eggs were ever made, reported Larissa Bukova, and they were crafted right here in St. Petersburg by the jeweler to the Tsars, Carl Fabergé.
Was he, like, the jeweler to the stars in Hollywood, too?
Said Tommy, trying to be charming.
No, said Larissa. He was Russian. All of those 50 bejeweled eggs were given as Easter gifts by the last two Tsars to their wives and mothers.
Larissa and Storm led us to a display case filled with the sparkling, fantastical eggs.
How much are these baubles worth? Asked Beck.
In 2004, said Larissa, Victor Vexelberg, one of Russia's wealthiest business tycoons, purchased these 9 eggs for $100 million.
Whoa, said Tommy, adding an impressed whistle. That's like $11 million an egg.
And, I added, he didn't even bring home a whole dozen. Tommy and I fist bumped on that. When we did, a very stern-looking little lady marched over to have a word with us. So far in Russia, all the museum guards had been older women. They didn't wear uniforms. They didn't need to. They looked scary enough without them.
Are you, by any chance, Professor Thomas Kidd?
We all stared at her in surprise. Except for Dad, he'd been around long enough to expect the unexpected.
Duh, he said seriously.
This, then, is for you.
She stiffly handed Dad a sealed envelope.
Spasibo, said Dad. Thank you.
She sniffed and eyed Tommy.
No more whistling,
she said, wagging her finger at Tommy. Then she turned on her heel and, shoes clicking, walked out of the gallery. I checked out the envelope in Dad's hand and gasped. It was sealed with wax, and stamped in the middle of the seal was a symbol I recognized.